Our second guest this morning in the studio is Lisa Doyon with the Alaska State Fair. I'm Liam Niemeyer, and it's a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Hello. Nice to be here.
And so, Lisa, if you could just tell us what or when is the Alaska State Fair? I know there's the Southeast Alaska Fair also. What's the difference between the two?
Now, the Southeast Alaska State Fair, you compete regionally only in the Southeastern Division. The Alaska State Fair is our big fair. It's in Palmer, and you compete statewide.
Okay. And in terms of the continent, like, I know that you're in charge, or you're knowledgeable about the competitions that go on with artists. What should artists know about the Alaska State Fair in particular?
Well, there are so many categories, and I really would like people to go to the website, the Alaska State Fair.org website, so they can see all the categories. There are so many, I can't even name them all. there's art, and of course, the preserved foods category is very big. And we have a lot of local winners in that one. I'd like to see more photographers and writers. We did have some winners last year in photography, and I'd really like to see more in the writing. There aren't very many writers that enter, but all ages are welcome, professional and amateur. There are all different divisions.
In past years, what's some sort of unique art that you've seen, you know, in the fair?
Well, now this is the unique thing about living down here in Ketchikan. I've been here my whole life,
yeah.
And I've been entering the fair over 30 years, both of them.
Sure.
And I've never been to either one because they're so far away. So I would have to say some of the most unique things that are coming up now that I'm really interested in is the found art, and that's a new category. And I actually won that one last year.
Oh, congratulations.
so that one's really fun, just found art and making it up as you go.
Yeah, and in terms of I'm not sure if we mentioned when is the Alaska State Fair in particular.
It is August 23rd through September 3rd, and the mailed-in entries are due by August 9th so that they can be judged in time for the fair. Now, the Alaska State Fair has generously agreed to pay the postage back, your return postage. So when you get ready to mail your products, your art, please package it very well, take it to the post office, insure it, and when you mail it, do not enclose the return postage because they will pay the postage back. Shall I give the address?
Sure.
Okay. And here's the address. The Alaska State Fair, Attention Exhibits Manager, 2075 Glen Highway, Palmer, Alaska, 99645. Pamela Meekin, the Exhibits Manager, and Palmer is very excited that we're getting more and more entries by mail from our area, and she said that she will handle them personally, and she's excited to see all the artists grow. We have entries from Prince of Wales and all kinds of remote places, not just Ketchikan. You can enter at any time you want. It's very easy. Just go to the post office and mail your entry in. It's really, really super easy.
Now for artists in particular, is mailing in the only way to submit artwork?
Yes, it is, unless you go up to the fair. And I'm just so happy that they're doing this for us because it's such an expense to get that far. And the hotels and everything, and most of us, frankly, go south to the sunshine when we go. So it's very, very difficult. So they're very pleased to have this response from us down here to enter by mail.
What's the thing that you like the most about the Alaska State Fair in terms of when you've entered yourself and then also, you know, giving the word out for artists?
Well, I'll tell you, I started in preserved foods and seaweeds and smoked salmons and such. And every year the judges' comments that come back with your ribbons, or even if you don't get a ribbon, you're going to get your scorecard back, and it's going to tell you the areas that you need to improve in. For instance, the jelly, say the current jelly, they'll say, too cloudy this year. So you fix that problem so it's not as cloudy, and the next year you're going to win. It's just, it's a wonderful way to grow as an artist. It's almost like a free art class, I like to think of it as. So especially for the people out in the remote areas, it's a wonderful way. If you can take the constructive criticism that the judges give you, then you will grow as an artist. There's just no way around it. You just keep entering every year, and you're going to win.
And do you feel yourself has grown as an artist from entering in multiple years?
Yes. I have had some mighty fine teachers in my day, for sure. And they have a lot to do with everything. But the way I keep progressing and growing as an artist is through entering the fair. It's ending the fair, and sometimes it hurts my feelings what the judge says. You know, it's like, oh, really? I thought those were pretty cool. But then I will correct what they didn't like, you know, and by golly, it's just a wonderful way to grow and improve every year.
That's amazing, especially, I mean, like, I really like the comment they made. It's almost like in art class and learning and improving your artwork and constructive criticism. Just to clarify for our listeners, it's the deadline is when again?
You must have your entries into the fair office by August 9th. So I would mail it a week before that just to be safe and make sure you insure it.
And when and where is the fair again?
It's in Palmer, Alaska from August 23rd to September 3rd. They have a very big venue, lots of musicians. This year's the Goo Goo Dolls is the headliners. It's like, and they have a very, very large fair. It goes for quite a while with a lot of livestock and, of course, the largest vegetables in the world. And anyway, I really want everybody to know just how easy it is to enter without actually going. And you get your return postage paid, compliments of the Alaska State Fair.
Amazing. That sounds wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to highlight about the fair in particular?
No, just that it's a wonderful thing for kids to do this summer. If they're looking for something to do, then this is it, by golly. This is it.
Very well put. Well, Lisa, thank you for coming on. I really do appreciate it. Again, I'm Liam Niemeyer. That was Lisa Doyon with Alaska State Fair. And for artists, check out the Alaska State Fair to enter submissions by mail before September again?
Must have the entries in by August 9th.
Okay,
they
my
must
mistake.
Be received in the fair office by August 9th.
By August 9th.
And if there's any questions, they can call me. Can I give them my...
Sure.
They can call me at 247-5683. Or Pamela Meekin, the exhibits manager. Her phone number is listed on the website under her name in the exhibits.
Okay, wonderful. Again, Lisa, thank you for coming on. I really do appreciate it. We'll have marine weather coming up next. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. Join the fair.